Shmuel Aleph, chapter 29. Thank you, Rabbani. Thank you. Thank you. Chapter 29, sentence 1.
No, thank God. You don't want to stop, right? Hang over. Plishtim drafted and brought the army to place it called Afek. Israel Khanim Bain Bain Hashem Israel. And at the same time the army of Israel was parked in a place it's called Ain, that this is in Israel. The Sanhedrin Plishtim of Lim Modra Rahim. The officers of the Plishtim of the Palestinians are passing the hundreds and thousands. David ben Asher v'im ba'achonai machish. In the meantime, David and his people passing at least plus together with Achish. He was the king of the Palestinians of the Plishtim. And who is the Plishtim? My Rimaile. The officers, the ministers of the Plishtim, they asked the king of the Plishtim, who are those people? Who are those Jewish people? This is David, Eved Shaul, Melech Israel. It is the servant of Shaul, the king of Israel. It was with me a few months, few years. Since David came to me, I never found anything wrong with him. So therefore he's joining me to attack Am Yisrael. What it means is there's a war is going to be between Plishtim and Am Yisrael. And David was hiding from Shaul, the king of Israel at the time at the Plishtim. And now the Plishtim are going to attack Am Yisrael. David is coming along with them. And the officers, the ministers of Plishtim, ask the king of Plishtim, who is this Jew with all his people? And he said, this is David. He used to be the servant of Shaul HaMelech, and he ran away, and he stayed with me, and I never found anything wrong with him. He's coming, he's joining us to attack Israel. They said, well, after Plishtim, they were very angry at him, at Achish, the officers, and Mulu Tarim Plishtim, they told him, Hashem et Aish, send him back. Let him go back to the place Hashem Kadeto Sham, the place that you gave him. He should not come along with us to war. This is the insider. We don't trust him. Right, Hamishi? Right? We don't want him. We don't trust him. Why are you taking it? What do you think this man will do anything good to you? We can't trust him. We don't want him. Send him back. This is the one, Allah said, David, Ashri, Anula, Bamcholot, Lemor, this is the one that he used to sing in front of him. This is the man, when he came back and he killed so many Plishtim, they used to sing in front of him. He said, he killed tens of thousands of Plishtim, now you're taking him along with you? How can you trust him? The guy, Achish of David, Achish called up David, he says, he swears in Hashem's name, even though he's a goy, because he's talking to a Jew, he swears to him in Hashem's name. Ki Hashem Atah, says, Chai Hashem, I know in God, I swear in God's name, I know that you're very straightforward. He told me, and I like it, I appreciate it, Tzetcha uvoecha iti b'machane, coming along with me, always going with me, coming back with me, from the time you came to me, many few months ago, the Torah of Hashem said, I never found anything wrong with you. But when they are Sranim, not about Arab officers, the ministers, they don't like you so much. I really appreciate you, but they don't. But they don't like you. Since they don't like you, please now, Shuv Alef Mishalom. Please go back to the place I designated for you. The Tachish gave him a place, called the name of the city is called Siklag. And he told him, stay over there, this can be your place that you can stay over there. So go back over there. Do not come along with me. I don't want you to have any bad image in the faces, the eyes of those officers. Go back. I don't come along with me. I don't want you to fight with me. David Lachish, Kimea City. David is telling him. Mefashim said he was pretending it. The whole thing is like a show. Of course, he doesn't want to come and fight on Israel. But the way it says over here in the Navi, it doesn't say, the Navi doesn't emphasize it. David is making like a joke, or he's planning it in a way that Achish should think that he wants to come along. There's no information what would him would have been if Achish should have taken him. What would he do? But David is telling him, since Kimia City, Masada Rabbi Abdukhari, Mashiraiti, the Fadecha, the Mazeh, what did you find anything wrong with me? He's pleading with him. Even though Achish told him, go back, he is playing with him, or I don't know what he has in his mind. There's no clear information. Some Chachamim says the whole thing was a trick, he's playing it. And he's still begging him, he says he wants to go to the war, Maybe he had some idea he wants to kill him in the middle of the war. But he tells him, I'd like to know why you cannot take me along with you. I'd like to go along with you. I do want to fight in the enemies of the king. You are to me like an angel. I like you very much. Excuse me. But the officer said, don't go. So we don't want you to go. Please in the morning, please get up early in the morning. The people that came along with you, excuse me, please go back. We don't want you to join us in the war against the Jewish people. David got up early in the morning. Again, you have to know this is David. The chapter was written by Gad HaChozeh, Natan HaNavi. What this has to do with Navi? What do you have to learn from it? We did mention chapter 30. Before David v'anashav tiklag v'mech nishi, David left. David left, he's going back to his place where he was dwelling in the Plishtim. And the place name was Tiklag. So he goes back, takes a few days to go back. So Navi says, Vayibu David, Vanashav Tikhav Yom HaShlishi, Vayibu Pashtu Olam Negev, and Tikhav Yom HaShlishi. So when he comes back to his place, he sees that the place was attacked. And the Amalek came, and they took everybody, Vayishbu Et HaNashim, sentence 2. They kidnapped the ladies. Asher ba mikraton ve'at gadol. Lo imitish, but they didn't kill anybody. They just kidnapped everybody. Vayinagu vayilchul le'darkam. Vayinagu vayilchul le'darkam. So David comes back and he tells us that after Achish sent him back, he finds that his little town that he was dwelling with his people was captured and was burned down, and nobody's there. There was about 600 people along with him, and all the ladies and all the children are missing, and the whole city is burned up. Why did it get burned down? Why did Amalek do it? So we'll say in a minute. They came inside the town, the whole thing is burned, and the name of the Danish boy, everybody was kidnapped, but he said, David, Baham, Asher, Yito, Yisalam, Ba'evku. They're crying. Obviously, they're crying. I mean, when David said, well, the one was laughing. What did David have to tell you this? They were crying. Of course they were crying. somebody comes to his town and sees the whole town burns down and the whole family is missing, of course they'll cry. Huh? I'm sorry?
David,
what? Yeah. Of course they'll cry. I mean, what do they want to tell us? I just had a description of what's going on. I just had them cry, of course. They cried so much until they have no more strength to cry. Ushtin and Shay David Nishbu, also the two wives of David, were kidnapped. Achinoam and Israelit, and Abigail and Nabal Akrami. David's two wives, also were kidnapped. But Tetzel and David Meod, David was very upset. The nation, the people that are with him, were with him, they want to kill him, David. They want to kill him. They want to stone him. They're all very upset, they all lost the wives and the children. And so called they're blaming David. David is very strong, he still has a munah. This is the last Kohen that was left from Novi Rakhonim. David goes over to him and says, please, I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. In the Urim and Tumim, I guess, Abiatar et Avodah David. Abiatar brings the Urim and Tumim and says, okay, let's ask what would you like to ask. My son David Mashim Lemor, Yodof Acharei Abidud. If I'm going to chase those people, they took away the children and the wives and they burned the city, am I going to catch them? Am I Lord of those? Chase them. You think the Sigma sentence is not only you're going to catch them, you'll be able to get them and also you'll be able to save everybody. Vayelech David uveshesh mo'odish esher yito vevod nachal abesor vezarim amalu. He started to chase, he and the 600 people, and they came to a river and the rest stood up over there. Vayedof David hu v'arba mot ish. So David took 400 people out of the 600 years. Vayemdu matayim ish asher pigum avot et anachal apsor. So 200 people stayed behind, 400 people coming with David to chase. Vayemtu ish mitzrim asadeh. So they find a person, an Egyptian person in the field, they call to David. They brought him to David, they gave him some bread, they gave him some water, they gave him a piece of a fig, two little raisins, he was in a situation that he was fainted, and now he feels much better. 3 days and 3 nights he didn't eat, because this was at the time that those Amaleki came, and they left him. David asked him, who are you? Where are you coming from? I'm an Egyptian person. I'm a slave to one of the people from Amalek. My master left me alone. Left me by myself here. I was sick 3 days. There was no hatsala. He left him in the desert. אנחנו, we, כאז דוד המלך, פשטנו נגב הקריתי ועל אשר יהודה ועל נגב כלב. We came and we attacked the Jewish people, and one of the places is ותקלן שרבנו באש, one of the places is we raided against the cloud and we burned the city. ומלך דוד היה כמטרוג'ני לגדוד הזה, would he be able to tell me the direction, which way they went? Only if you swear to me that you're not going to kill me. If you give me the and if you find my master, you won't give me, you're not going to give me back to him that he's going to punish me. But how do you say, I'll show you the way, which way they're going to. So the person, the Egyptian person took him and showed him the way. They all spread all around. Drinking, eating, drinking, celebrating B'chol HaShalal HaGadol HaShalakum B'Yeres Mishnim B'Yeres Yidah, whatever they took from David's place, the Klag, and from the Jewish people in the south. There came David Manishev HaDairim, David attacked them, and that attack took 24 hours, according to most of the Farshim, it means Manishev from this evening until the next evening in Mahavatam. Some people say it was 48 hours. It was 24 hours. David HaMelech killed them, but only not Manish. Nobody was able to escape. Kim Abamo, these only 400 people were able to escape. So that's information. Information is, he attacked, he killed everybody, but 400 people were able to run away on the camels. Okay. Of course, there was no Lexus those days, no tanks. What did it make what they ran on? And what did it make how many were escaped? Who cares about it? So I tell David, it's called Hashem of Amalek. David was able to see whatever Amalek took, but Shin Hashem to David, and also he was able to bring his two wives back. How you said it means that he didn't touch them. ולא נהדר להם אין כתור לו לגדול על בנים מלות ומשלל ועד כל אשר לקחו להם. Nothing was missing. He was able to bring back everything. הכל השיב דוד. What Nabi wants to teach us? If they did something, if they killed some of the cattle or some of the sheep, what would happen? He says, nothing was missing. Everything was perfect. ויקרא דוד את כל נשינו לאבקם, they took everything, נהגו לפני המקנה ההוא ואמרו זה של דוד, all said it's not only that what he was able to take, he took other things as well, what those Amalekim took away from others, everything they were able to take back together with their own stuff, but they found everything complete. יבוא דוד אל 200 אנשים אשר פיגעו מלכת אחרי דוד, דוד came back, and the 200 people that was left behind, Chachamim said because they didn't have any strength, they were out of breath, they couldn't run, they couldn't fight, so they were left behind. So they go back and they find the 200 people over there. Yeshivum, the ones that they couldn't catch up to go after David, by Yeshivum Benachal Abzo, they were stayed over there next to the river, by Silikra David, they came towards David, greeting David. Against David Etam, by Shalom Shalom, David came to them, asked them, how are you? Greeted them. Ve'yan kol ish ra'u v'liyan ma'anashim asher otim David, the bad people, came and they said, ve'yemru yan asher alchu imi, since they did not join us, and they stayed behind, and he said, ma'am ha'ashalal asher yitzalnu. We're not going to give them anything back. Only came ish et ishtov et banav v'inagu v'ilechu. So since they did not fight with us, they stayed in the back, we don't want to give them anything. We're going to give them back the wife and the children, that's the end of it.
David didn't say what he had in mind yet.
It's the best people saying it. It's the Uncle Ishra of Lial. The Navid describes them as the very best people. They said they don't deserve anything, they're not going to give them anything because they stayed behind. But now the first question is what the Mekir is asking. It says in the Torah, in Parashat Matot, when Amisol came back after the war with Midian, the Torah tells us they divided whatever they took from Midian with the people that stayed behind.
Why did they stay behind?
But some of the Chachamim say they just lost the breath, they couldn't catch up. Eventually they kept whatever they own. They didn't own so much, but they own something. So they left behind some things with them to watch. As David can tell us that. But the main thing Chachamim say why they really stayed behind is because they just had no strength to chase. And they got to a point that they felt that they cannot run after them. That's amazing. It's exactly 200 and 400. It's amazing. Exactly 400. And that 400 already we found already in a few chapters before. That David HaMelech was you go back to chapter 26, I think. No, I'm sorry. You go back to chapter 27. It's not 27. Hmm? It's, oh, it's before my ears. This is the chapter 20. Chapter 25, sentence 13. Find exactly the same story. This is the story that David needed some food. He was in the desert as well. And he sent a few people to ask for food from Nabal. And Nabal did not want to give him any food. And he tells us, sentence 13, David told his people, take your sword, get your sword ready, and go to Chabor, and also put the sword on, and Yalu, after David, 400 people came along with David, and Matam Yeshua Lakev. Over here, it doesn't say they were tired or something. And David drafted them originally, only drafted 400 people. 200 people, he left. Over here, it doesn't say they were tired.
He hired
them for the job. He said that for this job I need only 400. Exactly 400, not 399, not 401.
What to do?
I know, yeah. I said, but he needs 200 people to watch. That's what I said. He needs 200 people to watch the caliph. 100 is not enough, 150 is not enough. He needs 200. He drafted 400. Over here, the same thing, the same story. 400 came along with him. Over here, again, some Chachamim say that the 200 could not catch up. They didn't have the strength to run with him. That's the way sentence 21 says. And this is now chapter 30, sentence 21, it says that they were left behind. They could not catch up. And so Chachamim say that's what really the reason why they did not go along. But we see the pattern of 400 soldiers all the time with David HaMelech. Because he has 600 and 200 don't come to the war, I mean, he needs only 400 people. And then he tells us, they don't want to share. The people that came back from the war, the 400 people, do not want to give anything from the looting, from the things they were able to save back to the 200 people that were left behind. So sentence 23, David pleaded with them, he says, no, my brother, don't do like this. Brothers, don't do like this. Eta shenatan Hashem lanu v'yishmor tanim etein takzut bazeh alinu b'yadinu. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu watched over us, gave us these troops. Mi yishma lachim adabar hazeh, no bizni lesiyu. Ki kechelek ha-yored b'milchama, u'chelek ha-yishav el ha-kelim yachnab yachloku. It doesn't matter. Whoever went to fight, and whoever stayed behind, they're going to divide it half and half. Since that day and on, that thing with David HaMelech decided this moment, that the people that stay behind are partners with the soldiers that go to the front, this became like a law. Until today, that constantly you divide it. Doesn't matter who was left behind, he's a partner, he gets something.
wasn't at the Mishpat as well.
But it says in the Torah, this is in Parashat Matot, right?
But they're giving
Dabar
Mel, the credit from this point.
The Torah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously the Gyondi don't recognize it says in the Torah. If they said like this, obviously they think it's not the same. So Chachamim answer, they say it's not the same what did happen in Parashat Matot. Over there was something that was already decided by Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning, how many people will go out.
So they knew what they were getting into when they went out.
They knew what they were getting into, yeah, because they were chosen. There were 12,000 people who were chosen from every tribe, 1,000. Well, exactly, they said that 12,000 went, and 12,000 kept in the back, and 12,000 prayed, altogether 36, the Midrash says. So from the beginning on, already Moshe Rabbeinu told them it's going to be this way. Over here, David did not say in the beginning that those are the representatives. Because everybody has to go to the world to save his own life and his own children. They don't want to go. They couldn't go. So they didn't go. So we give it back to the children, but they don't have to gain, deluding what they had taken from the Amalek. But again, David did say that. I mean, why he made it so? I mean, why did he say in Aviv? What's so important about it? Why really David agree to that? If it really it's not, it's not. David said, no, that it must be like this. Must be that you should share it. Why must be? I mean, I don't know, it's not true, but this is a story of the Sheva Brachot. The son of the Bobo Rebbe in Brooklyn. The Bobo Rebbe said a story, so Satmar Rebbe was sitting by, and Satmar Rebbe said, oh Bobo, my sis. That's it. All these stories, the Hasidish of my Salah. So the Bobo Rebbe, the truth, my sis. So the Bobo Rebbe said, Satmar Rebbe, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell you a story right now. He said, okay, what's that? No, the old, we're talking about 50 years ago, 45 years ago. The old Satmar Rebbe is old Bobo Rebbe. I said, let me hear the story that you want to tell. And he said, okay, so Satmar Rebbe got up in the middle of the lecture, in the middle of the drosher, and then he said, I'll tell you a story. He says, once upon a time, there were 12 robbers going to rob people on the street. So what they used to do is like this. 6 used to go rob people on the street, and 6 used to stay home. The 6 used to stay home, they used to cook for them, prepare the food for them, prepare the clothing for them, polishing the guns. And they used to come back with the loading with all... What's this? This is the right Dalton. This is the right Dalton. Nine. The roof. So they said, so that's what they used to share. They used to bring back the loading, they used to share happiness. So one day, the people that went and attacked the people that said you shouldn't just divide with those people. They sit down and they peel potatoes and they wash dishes. It's not right. We shouldn't share with them. Tonight we're coming and we're going to kill them. Enough is enough. And at the same time, the people that were peeling the potatoes said, it's not right. We only get half. He says those people go outside, they see what's going on outside, they enjoy themselves, the killing, the looting, the robbing. We sit down all day to cook potatoes. He said, well, tonight we're going to put poison in the potatoes, and they're going to come, we're going to kill them. And Satmar said, that's exactly what happened. The 6 people came home, they shot the 6 that were peeling potatoes, and then they ate the potatoes and they died. So the Satmar said, so how do you know this myself? Who told you that story? How do you know it?
They will die.
No die. The same story, I mean, they won't have. What do you mean you won't have? What do you mean you won't have? Why you won't have? They don't deserve half. Especially if they couldn't go. They couldn't go, so you couldn't go. So you didn't go and you didn't fight. And he didn't join us. So I went. I joined myself. I mean, I put myself in the risk. And I fought, and I was able to get back the looting, so it's mine. Just because you stayed home.
Again, if it's something that that we see from the Torah, so again, David HaMelech doesn't say anything, and they would not have said. And the Torah also describes those people as a very bad people. Very bad people. He said the people that came along with us, and they didn't join us all the way through, they're not going to get anything. The Navi called them Ra, Nishra, Bliya, the very bad people. So what's so bad about it? I mean, they're right. It's nonsense. I mean, you don't give a present, you give a present. You give a present. But you can't, somebody can demand from you and say, let me have it. Well, you can't have it, nothing. You can't have it. It's not true. If I want to give it, I'll give it to you. But it's not, I mean, somebody asks you something he doesn't deserve it, and you don't want to give it, and you're not being described as a bad person. Bial. The Gemara says Bial comes from the word Bliol. It says there's no yoke. I mean, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, as I said, yeah. David made it as a law. Obviously, that's what Chachamim said. There's nothing to do with this Parashat Matot. Obviously, it was a new thing that David made it as a law. So since David HaMelech, it's a law. So the question is, why did they make it as a law? Why did they make it as a law? Who said it's true? And why you had to make it as a law? So David comes back with all the looting with his wife. Not only he comes back and he has everything, he is sending from there to Israel. Even though David HaMelech dwells right now at the Plishtim's territory, he came back. He's sending back from the looting to Israel. He sends some messengers. He says, here it is. Here you get some blessings, some things from the looting of Oyvei Hashem, the people that hated the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means the Palestine.
Who is
the name of that? Is it Israel? So not only that, the Rabbi is going to tell you where he sent it to. He didn't send it to one spot, he sent it to a lot of places. He sent it to 27, Asher Asher Betel, Asher Beramot Negev, Asher Beyatir, Asher Be'Aroer, sent it to 28, Asher Be'Sifmoz, Asher Be'Shtamoa, Asher Be'Rachal, Asher Be'Reach Mieli, Asher Be'Reach Yini, Asher Be'Chomal, Asher Be'Chasha, Asher Be'Techa, Asher Be'Chemon, Asher Be'Chemon, Asher Be'Chemon, Asher Be'Chemon, Asher Be'Chemon, Asher David was walking by, and then all the other places, and he knew people. He just sent messengers, he said, here it is, here, you get some things from the Plishtim, here it is, you get... What is it for? What did Navi have to tell us this? Why David is doing it? It's the first time he's doing such a thing. What did he try to tell them? But they needed it. I don't know, it doesn't say what he sent them. But whatever it was, who said they wanted, they needed, what David wants to show, what they want from them. This is the time they all were drafted, they're all standing by for the big war, the Plishtim. In the next war, Yisrael Chas Shalom is going to lose the war. So he's going to be killed in that war. So just prior to the war, while they were standing by, they're getting all these things from David HaMelech. He tells them, you see, this is from me, this is from me. What's the purpose? And this is Parsha, with your permission, Parashat Lech Lecha, was the First World War. In this First World War, four kings against five kings, and the four kings won. Abraham was chasing the four kings. And after the war, he meets the king of Sodom. And the king of Sodom tells him, give me back the people, just keep the looting. Levan said, no, I'm not taking anything from you. But only the bad man say yochlu ha'ne'arim. Only besides the food what we ate. That's what it means. Whatever we ate, this belongs to us. And the Gemara says what he refers to, that those are the people that are staying behind. This is Amir Eshkol and Mamre, this is the friends of Abraham Avinu, did not join Abraham Avinu to go attack those four kings, stay behind. And Abraham said to the king of Dom, those people will have to get the share. They're going to get the share. The Gemara says, this is something like, again, what we just learned today, happened to be, that David HaMelech eventually is going to make it as a law. What really Abraham Avinu told, not exactly the same, but it's almost similar, the Gemara says, Rashi brings it, it's almost similar, whatever Abraham told the king of Dom, that's what David HaMelech is doing today. And David HaMelech says the law is whoever stays behind is a partner with the soldiers that bring him the looting from the front. And says, Abraham told me, I don't need anything from you, but the people stay behind, I want to give it to them. Yes, it's very nice. It's a very nice statement again, but why do you want to give it to them? You shouldn't give it to them. You really shouldn't give it to them. Well, he says like this. The number 400 really we find the first time in the Torah in Parashat Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu is sending angels to Esav after he left Laban's house and he's going to go to Eretz Israel. He's sending messengers, angels to Esav that he says, here I am and I'm coming back with a lot of cattle, with a lot of things. Not so much, yes so much. Some I deserve, maybe some I don't deserve. And the angels go, and they come back to Yaakov and say, Esav is coming with the 400 people. At the end, the Midrash says, the 400 people never arrived. The 400 people ran away with the camel. So the Midrash, here at Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the 400 people that we find over here. The 400 people were able to escape from Amalek. Of course, Amalek is a grandson of Esav. And those 400 people that are able to escape, those are, says the Midrash, the 400 people that escaped when Esav came along with them to protect Yaakov Avinu. Eventually, Esav just was able to come in front of Yaakov by himself. When Yaakov reached Esav, those 400, the soldiers, even though it says in the Torah that some other people walked together with Esav and he met Yaakov Avinu, but it's not the 400 strong ones. The 400 strong ones ran away on the camels. That's when Midrash says over here on the spot, that's what the Navi tells us, that when David HaMelech came and attacked the Amalek, of course Amalek is grandson of Esav, I says everybody was killed besides 400 people, and Nadir says they were able to run on camels. So the Midrash says, because those are the 400 people that the Kadosh Baruch Hu paid them back because they did not join Esav all the way. They did not come all the way. Even though it says in the Torah that Yaakov raised his eyes and saw them coming, by the time he came, the 400 people ran away. Nadir says like this. That really, but this is a big punishment here. That David HaMelech goes and all of a sudden Amalek comes and captures his wife, two wives, and everybody, the children, everybody, and they take everything away from him. It's a punishment for David HaMelech. What's the punishment for? What's the punishment? So Navi tells us that the people that were together with David, they were very angry with David. They want to kill, they want to stone him, they want to kill him. This is why they really wanted to kill him. And then the Chachamim say that the reason why, because David, that's the chapter before, we learned that David HaMelech is keeping arguing with Achish. And he tells Achish, I want to go with you. Sounds like that David HaMelech really joined Achish, or at least told him in his words that he wants to go along with him, and he wants to go fight on Israel together with the king of the Philistines. And they felt this was very wrong. the people, and that brought right away that tragedy. David would not have volunteered to go, or would find a good excuse not to go, nothing would happen. Since he voluntarily said he wants to go, and he sounds like he's begging to go, of course, again, hard to believe David would have fought against them Israel, but the act itself, the way he said it, it was wrong. And those are this is why the people felt that this is David's really sin and fault that Amalek arrived in the minute that they left the town and they came to burn everything and they took away everything. So I say this is very similar to what happened to Yaakov Avinu Parashat Vayikrach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at Yaakov Avinu, that he's sending those angels to himself. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, you go back to your father's house. In the meantime, then Navi calls him Marzik Moznekelev and says, you Yaakov Avinu, you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Hashem told you to go, and instead to go, you go to just make a deal with him. You're sending angels to him. You're telling him what you have, what you don't have. And says this was really a punishment for Yaakov Avinu, that Esav is coming with the 400 people to scare Yaakov, even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, just walk. Just go to your father's house. Instead, he's preparing himself for war, all the things is what he had, if you would have gone, the Midrash says, if you would have gone, nothing would happen to you. The whole thing happened is because you don't trust Hashem 100%.
Is it in Zimra Tzai in this question?
Huh?
Is it in Zimra Tzai?
Yeah, where?
No, no, the Pai Rav Yishlach.
Yeah, where are they? Oh,
like you say, Zimra Tzai is in Zimra
Tzai? Ah, no. It's in Zimra Tzai. No. No, it has to be 400, that's right.
The key is the number.
The 400 is the number. So he doesn't need more than 400. So the Midrash says, the Gemara says, when Shmuel and Avi anointed David to become a king, he looked at him and his face was red. I said, this is Esav. I said, no. So Hashem told him, no, but he has special eyes. Don't look at his color. So he says, all the Chachamim say the same, that Esav really represented the Sav a little bit. And on the other hand, he represented Yaakov Avinu because he was a Jew. It doesn't behave exactly the way a Jew should behave. I mean, it's like exactly Yaakov did not behave exactly. And that's what's going to happen to him. Since he did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to say to Achish, and he voluntarily said he's going with him. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him, and his wife, his two wives, are going to be kidnapped. And that's exactly what Yaakov was afraid of, that his son is going to kidnap his two wives and his two children. And Yaakov said, okay, let me divide everybody, let me put some people here, some people there. He says, his son is coming, his son is going to hit me. So that's really what happened. He says, here it did happen. That David HaMelech's whole family was kidnapped and everything was taken away just because, again, the behavior of David HaMelech is something very similar to the behavior of Yaakov Avinu. The Navi is going to tell you this. He says that's the whole purpose of that chapter is. That how much you have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not the war that you're making is going to win you. It's not the things that you don't do, it's going to fail you. It says when you have to go to war, you have to go to a war. It says the people is left behind, so they don't do anything. So don't do anything, they don't deserve anything. It says no, the people Melech, after that what happened, he realized it's not the war that's won. It says everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, whoever stayed behind is a partner with me. That's what really what Chachamim said. It says he learned from Abraham Avinu. That's what Pashat Patot from Abraham. It says the war that Abraham was able to win against the four kings, it's not because the strength of Abraham, of course, this is the Haftarah that we're going to read this week, is that the Navi says that Abraham Avinu was able to win the four kings because of a miracle, because of help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if the whole thing is a miracle, so what does it make if you go in the front, you stay in the back? It's not the soldiers in the front winning the war. It's the concept of Hashem is coming along with you, this is how you want it. I said, that's why the Navi is going to tell you that David HaMelech was very upset, cried, and everybody is so upset, everybody is so depressed. And he said, oh, hold on 1 second, let me ask Hashem. This is the cause of Yatara Kohen. He said, come over here, let me ask Hashem, am I able to go and catch them and be able to save? Hashem said, yes, go ahead. He said, oh, now you got it. And Navi is going to tell you, not only is he going to save himself, is going to save other looting that those people took from Am Yisrael. It says Amalek came and burned the city where David HaMelech stayed in the Palestine's area, territories. Besides, also at the same time, this is what the soldier, the Egyptian soldier said, at the same time we also went and we looted also some places in Israel. And so David HaMelech comes and says, oh look, 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 everybody's being attacked, the whole thing is a losing war. He says, let me tell you something. He says, I'm going to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell me what to do. Something very similar to what Abraham Avinu was doing, he and Eliezer going to win the war against four kings. He says, when he won, David HaMelech went and he sent to the people in Israel, where they lost things in the looting. He says, you see, it is back. He says, what do you mean, what is trying to say? Trying to tell you, Nabi said, that the law that David HaMelech said, the law is not a law in the army law, that you know that the people that stayed in the back are partners with the soldiers that they go to the front. It's not a partner. It says everything is because Hashem is going in front of you. So who cares who goes to the front, who stays in the back? As long as Hashem is helping you, says, I was chosen by Hashem to go, the rest didn't have strength, they'll stay behind. If they didn't feel well, or they were chosen to stay and watch what's going on in the back, it doesn't matter. But the war is not us doing the war, or they doing the war, it's Hashem. That's what David HaMelech told those people. He said, that's what Navi described them as very bad people. So what do you want? They're right. So David HaMelech doesn't understand. When you win a war, it's not you won the war. Hashem helped you to win the war. If Hashem has to win the war, so what do you mean you getting more than the people in the back? As your partners, everybody is a partner in the war. This is exactly what Navi says. It's in the middle of the war now. The army was drafted. Pishtim are standing in the front, and army is in the back, and they're all ready for the war, they're all scared, and it's going to be a little proposition. I said, David HaMelech is sending from the looting back to everyone in Israel. He says to all the people, he says, look, this is your back, you're looting his back. He says, what do you mean? He says, you just lost it, Amalek took it. He says, I was able to get it back to you. He says, how do you think I got it back to you? It's not because I'm stronger than you, or I'm stronger than them, and this is, it means it's help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says that this is really the whole message here. It's not a description of what happened in the war. He says, since David HaMelech, again, according to some Chachamim, that's what the people said, did not behave accordingly by telling Achish that he's joining him, he's coming with him, even though that maybe he didn't have it in mind, of course, to do it, to kill the Jewish people, but he shouldn't do these things. You should leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you leave up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to run. But you don't act and you don't say things that you don't have to say. The punishment is going to come. It says nothing will happen to you. It's the same thing like exactly nothing happened to Yaakov Avinu. It says nothing happened, but Yaakov Avinu was afraid something happened. It says it's true, something happened because you mistrusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should have trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way. Hashem tells you something. It says the same thing David HaMelech is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end what to do. You should have asked in the beginning. He said you had to be a Tanan in the beginning. You should ask him what in the beginning. Shall I go to this war? Shall I join the Palestinians against Israel again, not just Chas v'Shalom to kill, but just to go along with them? He didn't ask that, he got punished. Now, David is going to tell you how David is getting out of it. In this expression as well, David says, you find that this war, when the war started, they came to Sde Amaleki. Even though it was not Amalek yet. But the Torah will tell you the war took place and the four kings, they're winning the war, they come and they coming to the south, to the Negev, and they destroying the people that live there. The people that live there in the south right now are being described as Amalek. So Rashi says, the Gemara Zilal says, that really is not Amalek yet, Amalek is going to be the question of Esav. Now we're talking about Shatev Lecha, with Avraham Avinu. Was no Yaakov yet, was no Yitzchak, was no Esav. So I said, on Shem HaAtid, it says, going to be one day Amalek. So the Torah, this Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah, he decided to write the description when the war took place, it says, also captured Amalek. It says, there's no Amalek yet, so what difference does it make? I mean, why you have to write it, and you have to write it on the future tense. It says, well, the war took place in a field, in a place that eventually Amalek is going to live in that place. Listen, it means it refers to that place here. It refers to that place, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that the war that's taking place, it's not the war that's taking place, it's something, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these people, those people that fought in this parasha, and what they win, what they don't win, is not because they won, it's because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to win. One of the examples that the Rav says is the Tzitzis parasha, it says, Vayodof Adam, the Tabramini was chasing them, winning them. But he got to a place, it's called Dan, over there, Sham Tashash Kuch, over there, he could not fight anymore. Why is that? Because he saw the golden calf, what Yerovan is going to put in the city of Dan, and he sees that Abu Dazara, that golden calf, it's not exactly Abu Dazara, maybe yes, but it means the Am Israel went, instead to go to Yerushalayim, they went to Dan. So he cannot fight anymore. So what do you mean he cannot fight? It's going to be thousands of years later. What do you mean you cannot fight them now? It's because, it says, a war is not what you see. A war is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning. The winning of the war is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that when you reach a place, and that place thousands of years later, it's going to be a golden calf, it's going to be a statue, it's going to be Avodah Zarah. He says, he cannot fight. What do you mean he cannot fight? You have to fight, he's an enemy, right? Just chase him. He says, no, a war is not from me against somebody. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I see the golden calf, it means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give me the energy to go and fight. It says, the First World War is just an example, says Dali, what we're going to find later in the Tanakh and later in our generations. It's not the fight between us and them, it is what Hashem wants. And the only way to be saved is the way David HaMelech said. David HaMelech is going back, and he's going to be saved, and Shaul and children, and all of Israel will lose the war because they're not at that level to ask the HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer Shaul, and Am Israel are not in that level, so they're going to lose the war. David HaMelech is winning the war just because he asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something similar to what in Haftarah will say, what the Navi will say about Abraham Avinu. The reason he won the war is not because he was strong, because he trusted Hashem so much. By trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you win a war.